India Headman's daughter Kaya is 14 months old, and she has Down syndrome.
We just got Kaya in and out of sitting. She's a bit behind on some of her physical milestones. Right now we're trying to work on hands and knees stuff mainly. We're trying to get her to crawl and initially stand up so she can walk and stuff.
Kaya's physical therapy is usually in person with Janet Rosenberg, but the COVID-19 pandemic has forced them into virtual therapy sessions. New York normally doesn't allow teletherapy for early intervention, but during the pandemic, the health department is making an exception. Headman says it can be hard.
I'm not a physical therapist. I don't know the exact positions to put Kaya in. So it takes a lot of Janet looking at exactly what I'm doing, where my hands are placed, which can be really hard over the phone or the computer.
Rosenberg uses a doll to show parents like Headman what she wants them to do.
When I'm handling the doll, it's like I'm actually handling a child, and I will put toys around to show a family how to position toys as well to motivate their child to move.
Headman says Kaya's used to having therapy with a therapist in an office. She's not used to her own mother playing the role of the physical therapist.
It's a lot of baiting. You know, I have a lot of toys around her, surrounding her.
And there are other difficulties. As Headman describes what she does to get Kaya comfortable, our Zoom connection starts acting up.
You know, somewhere where
Heather Hansen, an administrator at Rochester therapy provider Step-by-Step Developmental Services, says these struggles are common.
The biggest challenge that people are having are exactly what we're experiencing here, is some of the nuances with the technology.
She says there are some benefits to teletherapy. One is that therapists can hold appointments outside of regular office hours. And also, she says it can be empowering for parents to learn some of the strategies that are usually only used by therapists. Bridget Hurley at the Rochester nonprofit The Children's Agenda says allowing teletherapy during the pandemic makes sense, but she's worried about what some children are losing.
Honestly, children at that age are developing brain connections and brain architecture in such a rapid pace that I'm concerned at how much they're going to be behind and whether there's going to be an ability to restore some of that development.
Hurley also says some parents don't have living situations that are conducive to virtual therapy sessions. Some don't have reliable internet service or devices that allow video chats. And with schools closed, many families have multiple young children at home vying for attention.
A family might have several children home of different ages, and parents might be stressed for any number of reasons, including maybe a spouse who is an essential worker, or lack of resources. They're worried about where they're going to get food, where they're going to get diapers.
The state health department had been researching telehealth for early intervention even before the pandemic. A spokesperson for the department says it's following along closely to see how well virtual services work for families in early intervention. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.